I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Clock again, down to two. They get it off. Purdy looks to throw. Juszczyk, touchdown, San Francisco. Niners take the lead, and Brock Purdy off of the bench as his first NFL touchdown.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Did you see, by the way, Joe Davis there on the call on Fox, that Joe Davis has been criticized recently by, like, viewers for, like, getting too excited during the games and, like, yelling, like, during calls?
The catch of his life? Again?
I think he's pretty good. I kind of, like, don't get. I feel like he's, like, new.
I agree.
People don't. People are like, oh, well, I don't like this because it's new. I think he's pretty good.
I think it's definitely an I don't like this because it's new situation, which happens basically all the time.
Ronaldo just scored.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, it's offside.
It'll be interesting.
Offside.
It'll be like, really interesting. When do they play? They'll play Morocco on Saturday.
Yep.
When they play Morocco, if there was a market open, will Ronaldo be in the starting 11 against Morocco? How big a favorite is yes?
I think it might be like -110 both ways.
Oh, so that sounds like you changed your mind a little bit then versus like what we were talking about before.
Look, so I'm trying to think of like, is it like a huge insult if he like, because he's still gonna play in every game. Okay, I think that it's more likely that he starts, but I don't think it's extremely likely. I would say, how about -140 +120?
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I mean, I don't know enough about the situation to comment for sure. I just think obviously it's a fascinating subplot because he's just such a prominent celebrity at this point and has been for so long. I'm salivating over the idea that they could get to the World Cup final and he like wouldn't be a factor or would be like a
but
bit
you know
player.
What? Like
not,
maybe
not
you
relevant.
Can, maybe, well, that I don't think that would, I don't know, unless like he plays poorly, that would be the case. It actually like, it might make sense in these rounds, like now that we're through the group stage, like to not have him start the game because he ain't playing 100. The game goes to extra time. Like he ain't playing 120 minutes. And if he does, he's going to be right. Like on the floor.
You have other great players too.
You have other great players.
A hat trick.
Yeah. It probably makes sense to bring him on in like the 65th minute of every game. That way, if you go to extra time and penalties, like you have him like the greatest, like clutch penalty kicker in like the history of soccer, basically, or up there. One of them, certainly. So that's interesting. Yeah, I want to think more about that a little bit. It struck me at first as just like, hey, you showed me up a little bit, so now you're going to sit for the betterment of the team, and now like you kind of did your thing, like you sat on the bench, you didn't like make waves, now you go back in the lineup. But maybe it actually makes sense for them, especially against an opponent they'll be favored against, where, okay, like if we go to extra time, we have him, and otherwise, like let's see what we can do the first 60 minutes of the game, like with the crew that just bossed Switzerland. So we'll see. It's interesting. I don't know. I feel like if they play like France or England, he's starting. If they play like France or England.
Semifinal against France, which will be like whatever next Wednesday. Semifinal against France, he's in for you. Like has to be in.
If you're the Portuguese manager and you play England or France and you lose the game and Ronaldo's not coming into like the 65th minute and he doesn't score a goal and you lose like 1-0, like you get flayed alive. Like, I think that has to play into this as well, right? I mean...
Sounds very painful. Sounds like something you wouldn't want to happen. Sounds bad.
Flayed alive? Yeah, that was Ramsay Bolton's thing in Game of Thrones. You don't want to. You never want to get.
Yes,
flayed.
It was.
And if you're going to get flayed, you might
spent,
as well
spent a lot of time in that season in great detail on those scenes, which I never really. I got it because I had to set up stuff. And on the other hand, I'm just like, okay, I get it. Like I'm into the show, and I get it. I don't need another scene. I don't need another
now,
one.
Here's what's great, and this is like if I'm spoiling Game of Thrones, also like the book in question came out a decade ago. In the books, none of that's in it. Theon gets captured at the end of the second book, which happens when like he takes over Winterfell. Like that happens in the show also. And then you find out in the fifth book that he's still alive and is like a captive of Ramsay's. So you never get any of that. You never see it's alluded to, but it's in the show and it was not in the books. That was like a conscious decision of them to have that in the books, watching Theon.
Let's make sure to have somebody get flayed. Let's make sure to do that. Let's spend a lot of time.
And get John Bob in it also, which is no fun for anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe it was for
one of the many scenes involving genitalia in the show. One of many scenes that involved it.
I've been a bad boy. Okay.
I've been captured and... No, never mind. By a sinister man.
All I need, get my phoenix.com, because my job just got cut off. Poor Theon. Okay.
Excited for us to do that read a couple of years from now. It's going to be great.
Let's do the Niners and Bucks. Get the recommends faded up here, Jake. And let's talk P2B2 for San Francisco and Tampa, where we talked about this game yesterday, and we're like, okay. Or I said, at least, I think 3 makes sense for that to be the number of this game, right? With San Francisco favored by 3, even with undrafted free agent, not undrafted, but the 7th round pick, Mr. Irrelevant, close to undrafted free agent, Brock Purdy at quarterback against Tom Brady. I look earlier this morning, and the number was 4, San Francisco minus 4. And as it stands right now, at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, San Francisco, a 3.5-point home favorite against Tom Brady in Tampa. The total is 37. Can pen, pencil, blood, or blank, with the number now set, with the Bucs having played their game against New Orleans, looked brutal for 55 minutes, and then Brady pulls it out of his derriere. Pen, pencil, blood, or blank, Bucs and Niners.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Really, just a really interesting point spread. First, Tom Brady plus 3.5 at Brock Purdy. Not something that you would see all the time or ever. I do think the Niners should be favored. So my number in this game was going to be 7. My number, the look ahead, maybe it was going to be less. I don't know. But my number was going to be 7. And it's like, all right, and now it's 7 to 3.5. Like we almost hit like from one most key number to the other in the adjustment from Garoppolo down. Is there anybody who's like, that's wrong? Maybe we just don't know yet. Like 3 weeks from now, we could look back and be like, wow, that was crazy. Purdy's so much worse. Or we could look back and be like, wow, Jimmy G actually just wasn't that good. And anybody can run this offense and it's actually just okay. We could think any of those things. So like a 7 to a 3.5 isn't that crazy to me. And I, you know, it's, I don't have like some firm concrete number that I'm going to go to war with in this game because I don't know what Brock Purdy is. But I mean, just 7 to 3.5 as an adjustment for Garoppolo to somebody on the surface, that kind of makes sense. And we were joking about the total, but just think about it for a second. It's Brock Purdy against the Tampa defense, Brock Purdy against the Tampa defense. And most importantly, it's what we saw for 56 minutes last night against the best defense. Like just, so 37, like should it be lower than that? And that's kind of, when I saw that total, I swear my first thought was I kind of like the under. Like I don't know how this game, like this game's going to become a shootout ever. No, doesn't mean it can't go over the number. But like, what is the most amount of points that can be scored in this game? Like 40s?
Trying to think.
Maybe?
Can
it ever get to 27-24 ever?
No, but like it could get to like 24-20, 23-20.
Right.
21-20.
Like those are your losses, but you're still way close there. And there's a ton of landing spots that are under this. With the way this game's going to be played? God, my first thought was I just go, look, I know it's really low and I get it. The market understands what's happening here. At the same time, like if I had to bet that total, oh man, I would bet the under. I just like prove me wrong, guys. Like you didn't see anything last night that says Tampa's turning things around. You saw the exact opposite.
Now you basically have a bet here on Tampa to win this game based on Correct. Your bet on Tampa to win the conference. And the whole handicap is the catch up to San Francisco. So like you need them to win this game. So you have already, in essence, bet on Tampa.
I have Tampa
here.
Money line.
So if you didn't have anything and the number were sitting at 3.5, like what do you think you would do? And I actually bet this game this morning.
So if I did not have a bet on, I need Tampa to win to preserve or really to get equity out of plus 1100 to win the conference. It's the most important game in the string of results that's required by far. And, but I'm also getting plus 1100, which is way better than betting them plus 150. And this is the game that kind of not clinches everything, but sets it all in motion basically. So, I think Portugal just scored again to make it 6-1, by the way.
They did, and the goal was, this was like an Mbappe-style goal. Yeah, pretty nuts.
Just 6-1. I don't think Portugal, wow, maybe they could be the highest scoring team in the tournament now with a result like this. They were a huge dog in that market because England had caught and Spain had the other crazy result and they're out. That market's going to get really interesting too because Spain's eliminated and they were one of the two teams that had a good shot at it along with England. Well, we'll see what happens there. Anyway, I don't have a strong opinion on what I would do if I didn't have a bet on Tampa. Because just listen to this. This is just from my perspective. I was going to make the game 7. It's Garoppolo to Purdy. The number's 3.5. That doesn't have to be, like, to the half point the right adjustment. But it just kind of intuitively makes sense. Like, that's what I would do if I was trying to work through the problem. I'm not, you know, Mr. Quarterback Evaluator. But 7 to 3.5 going from Garoppolo to Mr. Irrelevant in the draft is not bad. Like, maybe it should be 3 instead, maybe. But, like, that's maybe about it. And I don't feel confident saying that because I don't have a clue what Brock Purdy is. So, just for me, the adjustment's close enough. And I don't have a strong opinion on that difference in quarterback. So, I honestly, you know, it's like, here's money you have to bet the game. Tampa, I guess, just because it's 3.5 instead of 3. But really not a confident opinion. Like, would not bet that. And I think that adjustment's close enough for me.
I agree with you 100%. People that listened to yesterday's show, like, shouldn't be surprised by what I'm about to say. I took 4 with Tampa earlier. I saw that actually. I bet it at BetMGM. The number was plus 4. My thought was, I feel like it's going to go down. I feel like it's going to close 3. Maybe it'll close 3.5. I feel like I am going to beat the market if I make this bet, if I bet Tampa 4. So I did. And now the number's 3.5. Not a tremendous difference, but yeah, you know, that's kind of my thought. I do feel, now it is completely subjective and it's an opinion, and how could you feel super confident in this based on like the little we've seen from Brock Purdy? So it's not like I am going to bet like a ton of money on it or it's going to be one of my favorite bets of the week, but I do feel like the right number in the game is 3. So I think at 3.5, now we're like, we're a little different, right? Where you're more selective, which is probably good, right? If you're trying to win in the long run, I like to hashtag spray the board a little bit. I like to have money on close to every game if I can. So for me, it's going to be Tampa, but I don't want to present this as like, I love the Browns on Sunday. I don't necessarily love Tampa on Sunday, but I would only bet Tampa in this game, if that makes sense.
Okay. Sure. And I would just add kind of like the final point with the NFC future, which is like, I can be wrong. I could be way wrong, but just think about how you feel about this game. If you like Tampa in this game, you have to bet Tampa to win the NFC. Like, I just think you have to, because it's like the chain of events started by them winning this is very significant toward them winning. Let's say you love San Francisco. If they win, they're going to be the three. And even with Brock Purdy, couldn't they beat the Giants in Minnesota and get to the championship game? Like, it's almost like the future bet depends on who you think is going to win this game.
Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start the hour with Joey Knish, his early thoughts on the college football playoff semifinals.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.